The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about the programme for government now. Fionnán Sheehan is the Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, you have your hands on the document. What are the standout features of it?
It's bright orange. I presume that's in tribute to Donald Trump and the realisation he's taking over next week. So a couple of housekeeping issues. Micheál Martin takes over as Taoiseach next Wednesday. He stays there for effectively the first 3 years of the government. If you time it from when the general election was up until the middle of November of 2027. And then Simon Harris takes over for the final 2 years. And it basically says there'll have to be five budgets delivered. So therefore, you know, there's not going to be any talk in 5 years, 4.5 to 5 years time about snap elections, summer elections. When's he going to call the election? Be quite clear. It's going to be a budget in 2029. And he's going to call it after that. Beyond that, a lot of the, it's basically an amalgamation of the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil manifestos and commitments made by previous governments. So big headline figures like 300,000 houses to be built over the last 5 years. That was in effect agreed by government before the general election, set out as a realistic target and very much with a frame on the debate on housing. There's items like a new transport police in there, creation of anything up to 300,000 jobs, a lot of rejigging of government departments in terms of things going to different places, big emphasis on infrastructure and the delivery of the building of stuff. So there will be a specific unit set out under an assistant Secretary General inside in the Department of Public Expenditure, which is effectively part of the Department of Finance, its sister department. And you're basically going to have a scenario there where that minister and that unit will be responsible for making sure that infrastructure projects are being delivered on time, on budget. There's a lot of talk as well about cutting red tape and making building of housing and infrastructure projects that bit easier. So there's nothing, while the Green Party roles have been carved up, there's no indication in this of a rollback on any commitments towards climate policy or anything like that. So we'll have to see when the new minister taking over from Eamon Ryan in particular takes up office to see what their view is on initiatives that were being undertaken under the I suppose the so-called green agenda.
No apparent rollback, but this famous kind of 2-to-1 ratio of investment in public infrastructure, public transport infrastructure versus roads has been abandoned. I kind of read one comment earlier, unnamed comment from within government saying no more cycle lanes. Somebody else, though, again unnamed, suggesting that they might actually go beyond the 2-to-1 ratio. Why has that been abandoned? Just that it kind of tied the hands in terms of policy or what?
I think the issue is not so much the ratio, but the actual level of delivery. The big criticism was basically, okay, that was great. The Green Party were in charge of transport for the last 5 years. Apart from cycle lanes, name one big public transport project that was advanced during that time. You know, be it the metro to Dublin Airport or the Cluas down in Cork, or the Cluas over in Galway. So the emphasis seems to be on there's a national development plan there. We want to get that rolling, and you can get hung up on 2-to-1 ratios and so on. But that actually resulted in the end in the opposite actually happening, where money was being taken from road maintenance and secondary road development because projects were going over budget on the roads and new motorways side. So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. So I think it's kind of got rid of that notion that the 2-to-1 ratio was something to shout about and focusing more on actually getting these new projects up and running.
To what extent does a document like this, Fionnán, tie the hands of government? Or does it tend to be kind of forgotten about after a year or two?
No, well, it does set out, broadly speaking, your commitments and your direction of travel over the course of the next 5 years. So it also means that it's agreed by not just the two main parties, but the third leg of the stool now, the regional independent. So there are both pros and cons to that. If you have a minister who decides to go off on a solo run, you can constrain them by basically saying, well, sorry, this is agreed in the Pope government. Mm. You also can't have a random independent TD coming along after 12 months going, well, my constituents don't like this direction of travel on this particular policy, because it basically said, no, you signed up to it. You said you were going to stay within the constraints of the Pope government. That is the Bible to which you put your hand on. So things do evolve, obviously. I mean, the Pope government does not set out the five budgets over the course of the next 5 years where funding is going to ensure that these initiatives are carried out. It doesn't set out the specifics of pieces of legislation that will be brought forward. The individual ministers are still going to have scope to put their own stamp on issues, but they're not going to be able to go walk about completely. So you're not going to get a new minister of housing coming in suddenly deciding, well, I want to go off on a completely different tangent, either more public or more private intervention, because of the sort of government is there. We've said what we're going to do. We've gone through a general election, and this is the roadmap as far as we are concerned.
I know this isn't kind of a new angle, but it's a reality nonetheless today, as much as it was kind of at budget time and over the course of the last couple of years. Labour shortages are the big problem the government are going to face in hitting some of these targets, aren't they? 4,500 new hospital beds. That's kind of several thousand more nurses and doctors to staff those beds, the housing targets that they need to hit. They need more builders in order to hit those targets, the retrofit targets they need to hit. They need more builders to hit those targets. And even the pupil teacher ratio, I was doing the maths, and even with fewer kids in primary school over the next few years because of demographics, I mean, with the shortfall at the moment, it's about 3,000 extra teachers over the next 5 years. That's an awful lot.
Yeah, plus 5,000 new guards, or Garda recruits or Garda staff. So,
a naval base on the East Coast, possibly at some stage. I mean, we've got ships in the naval base in the Southwest that can't go to sea because we don't have anyone to staff them.
Yeah, you've a lot of a new units being set up within government as well. As an interesting commitment in the middle of that any new state agency set up has to be preferably based outside of Dublin. So, you know, it is. They are very much constrained by the difficulties on the labour force side. So I think that's an advantage from a public accountability perspective. If you're going to put commitments like this, like ramping up the delivery of houses to basically an average of 60,000 a year, then you're going to have to show exactly how you're going to be able to deliver that. But I suppose this is 160 pages of a document covering every single department. If you look at it this way, there's 15 government departments. That's an average of 10 pages per department with general outline commitment.
Yeah.
So it's not going into the specific details of how exactly you're going to deliver each one of these areas. By the way, Kieran, you won't know because there's a ban on leaking and spinning gone in there, which...
Sorry. I didn't know any of this until moments ago when you told me.
Yeah, Taoiseach Simon Harris has presumably signed up to that one. He's put that in himself.
Right.
So there's odd odds and ends like that are in there. But Larry speaking, we're also looking at... Today, it's very significant in that you have absolute confirmation of the numbers. It looks like there will be 95 TDs.
Yeah.
To vote for a new Taoiseach next week. You've got those regional independents signed up. They've got a reasonable deal, but ultimately, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael haven't given any regional independent a full department.
No.
Whatever you can say about super junior ministers or junior ministers, you're kind of going, where the game is at is if you are a full cabinet minister,
and all 15 of them still with the two big parties. Listen, Fionnán, thank you very much for all of that. Fionnán Sheehan is Ireland editor with the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.